With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran is vowing revenge today after the killing of its supreme leader. It traded strikes with Israel this morning as part of the widening war prompted by the surprise U.S. and Israeli bombardment a day earlier. They've also sprayed rockets, Iran has, into other countries. The U.S. military says three U.S. service members have been killed and five others injured, the first known American casualties from the conflict. We're getting reports now the U.S. may have carried out another airstrike on Iran today. The U.S.-Israeli attack has disrupted flights across the Middle East. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain. They've all closed their airspace.
Flights also stopped over the United Arab Emirates. That led to the closure of key hub airports in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha. The U.S.-Israeli attacks also led to the cancellation of more than 1,800 flights by major Middle Eastern carriers. Airlines are telling passengers to check status online and may offer waivers to help travelers rebook their flights if needed.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Recent statistics show about one-third of deportations in the U.S. are now voluntary.
This is happening because the Trump administration is encouraging people in this country illegally to leave voluntarily without the penalties associated with a formal removal order. In fact, they'll be given a bonus. Supporters of the president's immigration strategy say his policies are driving individuals to opt for voluntary departure rather than facing detention or potential deportation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Netflix has decided it will not raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studio, putting Paramount in a position where it will purchase its storied Hollywood rival. This is SRN News. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring display of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the measure that a lower court first issued in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. That's partly because it's not yet clear how prominently schools may display the Decalogue or if other texts, like the Declaration of Independence, will also be displayed. Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday 2019 that targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sally was arrested by the country's Criminal Investigation Department and is accused of, quote, lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. This is SRN News. Well, something was lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 1st. It's the 60th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1872, President Grant signed the Yellowstone National Park Protection Act, making Yellowstone the country's first national park. And on this date in 1954, four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire from the spectators' gallery of the U.S. House of Representatives, five members wounded. This is SRN News.